Conservatism does not take the weekends off. Thus, WTAQ presents The Schrader Show.
Welcome back to The Schrader Show. I am your host, Steve Schrader, with the great Joe Gigante. This is kind of fun. Joe said, I'm not used to sitting here because when Joe was in the Saturday slot, I would sit where he's sitting and he would sit here where I'm sitting. But this is a lot of fun. We're talking about,
Joel people, Kitchens.
Exactly. And some of his positions, if you will.
Well, and here's the thing. He's running for re-election and, he has that right, but he's being challenged by a clear conservative alternative for the district. And obviously, I think people would be well advised to looking at that alternative, which is Milt Zweigel, because frankly, as I started doing more and more research on his positions, what he has said and done in the state assembly, it begs the question why he even identifies as a Republican. You tease this going to break. According to the Door County Pulse, and this is a direct quote, over my time in the assembly, I've gotten in the endorsements from groups that normally don't endorse Republicans, which I guess, good on you, buddy, but you're basically bragging that liberal groups are endorsing you. I don't know if that's what the first assembly district, really will thrive on.
Yeah, run on that. That's what people want to know. Hey, liberals love me.
Yes. And again, we talked about the fact, abortion. He's okay with tax dollars going to train students at UW-Madison on how to perform abortions. He's okay with mask mandates. He's okay with lockdowns. He doesn't really think there's any fraud in the elections. And then another, again, top line issue for all parents, not just conservatives, not just Republicans, parents across the board, which is school vouchers.
Yep.
He was quoted in the Peninsula Pulse saying, quote, I am not a real supporter of vouchers. Now, why in the world wouldn't you be?
Right.
And again, where's your Republican credentials here? You think the public school system, after all we've seen,
right,
this is where you're going to be on things?
And by the way, so he wanted the mandates and the restrictions on COVID, and he's anti-voucher, so I guess he's agreeing with the superintendent out in San Diego that says, well, if your kid won't wear a mask, don't show up.
Right. I mean, it's the same mindset. He goes further. I mean, again, this is from the Door County Advocate, 2016. Joel Kitchens. Now, again, this shows you how long this battle has been going on. 2016 opposed legislation that would keep men from using girls' and women's bathrooms, even going as far as to take credit for killing the bill in committee. The quote, both Kitchens and Novak said they worked to kill a transgender bathroom bill. There is still a long way to go, especially for people who are transgender, he said. So, again, as we look at this, he's in favor of, dudes showing up in girls' bathrooms. And we saw what happened in Virginia.
I was just going to say.
Not one, but two rapes. Same sick man pretending to be a woman raped not one, but two girls.
And who got arrested? The father when he spoke
right,
out about
the father,
it.
Which, I mean, I don't know. We could ask Joel if he supports the arrest of that father because he's prideful that he helped to kill that.
What is it? Looks like he's got some problems with the Second Amendment as well.
Well, and again, this is where you start going chapter and verse in all these things. Another quote from him, this again from the Peninsula Pulse. Quote, I don't have a lot of hope for drastic gun control being implemented. He sounds sad.
I know.
End quote. This is what Kitchen said, adding that people in northern Wisconsin, law-abiding as they may be, love their guns. Well, yeah, we do.
Shall not be infringed.
Apparently, Ron Maloney brought up the question of gun control and asked Kitchens why Wisconsin doesn't have a waiting period for gun buyers. His response, I don't have a good answer for that. Direct quote. Going on with the quote, pushback is from people in the North adamant about their gun rights. So it's those darn American citizens that believe in the U.S. Constitution, they're getting in the way.
Unbelievable. And he thinks that Tony Evers is a good guy.
Right. Saying in 2018, I know Tony Evers somewhat. I like the guy. I think he's a good man.
Well, you know what? Thanks for bringing this to our attention. We're going to have to do this again. It's a lot of fun. Charlie's bossing us around again. We got to go. Regular Joe, come back again.
Appreciate you having me on today, Steve.
Absolutely happy to do it. Listening to the Schrader Show. Back in a minute. WTA.